The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
This is Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Now, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome everyone. It is Real Estate 911. I am your host today, Brad Officer, licensed realtor here in Jacksonville, Florida with REMAX Specialist. And sitting across from me in the gold, isn't that what we call it, the gold showroom? Is that where we're in?
Yeah, I mean, Rush has a gold EIB microphone. We have a gold chair.
We have the whole showroom.
That's right. Just gold leaf.
That is Sean Solari, licensed realtor here in Jacksonville, also at REMAX Specialist. And we are here today to talk about what we talk about every week with you, which is the state of the market, more so the real estate market, which is what I care about.
State of the market address?
State of the market address.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the state. We're going to do the state of the market address.
Right.
But it's kind of a momentous show for us because this is our last show of the year.
That's right.
Because we don't do a show next week during the Christmas break, even though we'd probably get quadruple the people listening to us.
That's right.
So instead of like 50 million people, it'd be like 200 million people next week.
So today, instead of everybody driving around shopping, next week it would be everybody driving around.
Well, they'd have to do loops.
Taking gifts back.
Next week they'd be doing loops, waiting for us to finish a segment so they could run into Best Buy and drop the TV off.
I mean, if Janet Yellen waits for us to do stuff, I'm sure our listeners also are very nice. And
hey, Sean wanted me to do this real quick public announcement, and that is that if you have an iPhone 7 Plus that is unlocked, he'd be more than happy to talk to you about buying it.
What?
Or no, you're on a mini, right?
Yeah,
if you have a mini.
No, absolutely.
Three or four. You take a three or four.
That's right.
And you want to unload it.
That's right.
Because you're tired of it taking up all the space it'll take up.
Yeah.
Then,
especially after.
Mr. Sean Solari may be in the market.
I am.
Absolutely. All right. So welcome everyone to the show. We're a real estate show here in Jacksonville, based locally. We talk about our market, just what's happening in the entire Jacksonville, kind of North Florida-esque market. Of course, sprinkle in, can't help it, national type things that are going on. This is a cool show, though, this week because it is our last show of 2017. So, you know, it's through the year we constantly make, prediction of what's happening in the market, what's going to happen. And then, of course, we have some future, we flip the magic eight ball while we're in here to talk about what's happening next year. And we'll do some of that as well. And I'll start off by saying, Sean, that we've gotten kind of the year-end statistics in, and they're definitely supporting what is our current status, which is Sean and I have somehow or another managed to sell through all of our inventory.
That's right.
For the year. Usually, it's so difficult to sell through all your inventory to where you end up where you, at Christmas time, have no one calling on your listings.
Mm-hmm.
We've never been able to pull that off because there's always seems like we're listing something at the beginning of December, and it just seems like that's just how it. And this year we've actually sold through everything through basically the first half of December here. So we're sitting at a position where it's like, man, we're going to go into Christmas. But what's funny is that this week has been all of a sudden there's been people popping up that are looking at putting their homes on the market at the beginning of January.
Yeah.
Which continues the strength of the marketplace. So people are like, we've been waiting because we didn't want to put it on, after Halloween. We didn't want to put it on right around Thanksgiving. So, now we're here. We are sitting at Christmas. So we got to get everything ready and ready to roll because we need to go on the market the first part of the year. And we're talking about timing and which week, those type of things. And I'll tell you, right now we are in the status of we are loading up our listings.
That's right. It's time to restock.
Got to stock the shelves again. And we are ready to take listings for these will be our January listings. And we might sprinkle into some February. So if you're out there and you've been thinking about selling or you definitely know you're going to sell. So look, to help incentivize you, something that is very common and almost required when you're selling a house is that you, the seller, most of the time are selling your house and you're going to end up including a home warranty to the new buyer, right?
Right.
So that home warranty is usually about $500 or sometimes a little less, depending if the house isn't, a certain size or not. So it's a seller paid expense.
Yeah.
And
it's now becoming just
it's almost becoming standard. Yeah, on every so one of the best things to do is when you're listing your house is to market your house with a home warranty. It makes it more attractive. It's like saying, hey, yes, my home is great. It's perfect. We've accurately priced it. We've taken care of it. Look at all the, you know, the we talk about the, you know, one of the number one secrets is pride of ownership. Look at our pride of ownership. Look at all these, you know, the great marketing and the photography and everything.
That's right.
But then now you're also saying, and on top of that, we're including a home warranty.
Yeah. We're so confident in the pride of ownership. We've taken care of this house that we're willing to, you know, also supply you, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer.
And unasked. You're doing it just completely because that's a very smart way to market your house. So look, for the first people that call me directly or send me a text, which is basically the first 10, and these are going to be for, I mean, if you wanted to list later on, I'd prefer these be the earlier. What?
January, February.
There we go. Okay. So for the first 10 people that reach out to me, I am paying for your home warranty. So you will not pay for this on your seller side. This will be your realtor will be paying your home warranty. So if you reach out to me, my cell phone is 904-234-5196. Again, that's Brad Officer, realtor at REMAX. You could look me up that way, Google me, or you can just text me, which is 904-234-5196. 234-5196. And I will gladly pay for your warranty because we're loading up our inventory.
Yeah.
It's going to be another phenomenal year. 2017, Sean, let's be honest. As if I was lying just a minute ago.
Right.
But all right, so let's be real. No, let's be accurate. How about that? Because that assumes you're being inaccurate.
I guess.
There's really no way to start it. Like, how about like this? Sean, let's switch gears. So 2017.
Yeah.
Man, a crazy year for the number, just the market as a whole, considering that we kind of thought things were going to flatten out a little more than what they did.
Yeah.
You know, we were much more at the beginning of the year, we were kind of pushing that, you know, we're going to see closer to the 5% and 6%. That was our predictions.
In terms of interest rates?
No, or, sorry. We'll get to that. But in terms of overall market growth value, home value growth, we were kind of in the, you know, 5 or 6, and we were probably bullish.
I thought
we were strong there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But in actuality, what's happened for the median price for the year over year has gone up now 10.5%.
Yeah. Another banner type year when it comes to, you know, median sales price increases.
So our median sale price now for Jacksonville is up at 204 for the year. So it's over the 200,000 mark, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, for the average price, so you remember median is basically if you stack rank everything top to bottom or bottom to top, doesn't matter. And you pick the one right smack dab in the middle. That's the median for all you statistical majors out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or recalling that one stats class.
That's one. Yeah. The one you had.
The one you had to take. All right. So that's the median. And the average, of course, you take all those. Doesn't matter how you stack rank them or not. Just average them all out. Divide them by how many there were. That's the average. And the average was 246 for the year, which was an 8.6% jump from the previous year, which
is amazing.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
So we've all had good values. Now, values... Now, if you had a $1 million house, did it go up 8%? Nope.
Right.
Definitely not. If you had a $100,000 house, did it go up 8%? No.
No.
Because this is an average. So the $1 million mark might actually have seen a decrease in their values.
Maybe.
But the $100,000 mark might have seen a 22% jump in values. I'm just throwing out random numbers because it's an average.
Mm-hmm.
And that is definitely the case for our marketplace because the higher the price we go, the more stagnant our market is.
Yeah. I think if you dissect it even further, I mean, because we are so starved, you know, or we have this, you know, reduction in inventory, especially since last year. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, at least at the end of November, you know, we have 11 months worth of data now. The year to date data, we've closed 1.5% more houses in the whole Northeast Florida market, but yet we have been battling a 20% decrease in available homes for sale in 2017 versus 2016. But it still goes to show, even if you have that $1 million house and it's tip top, it's going to, you know, the value is going to increase better and you're going to sell that thing faster. In a low inventory market. Same thing with 100,000. You know, if it's not there, it's still going to decrease.
Hey, guys, so if you want to be one of these 10, text me 234-5196. I'm throwing in a home warranty for you, the home seller. We'll be right back.
Lincoln Law is a North Florida-based law firm focusing on real estate transactions and litigation. Their attorneys have over 100 years of combined legal experience and are ready to assist you with your legal needs. They pride themselves on affordable legal representation and common sense solutions to even the most complex legal problems, saving you time and money. If you have a legal matter you'd like to discuss, call Heekin Law today and schedule a free confidential consultation. Their attorneys have extensive experience in all manners of real estate matters, including real estate closings, title defects, foreclosures, short sales, and evictions. The attorneys and staff at Heekin Law are ready to assist you with your real estate needs.
Getting approved for a mortgage on your dream home can bring up a lot of questions. Atlantic Trust Mortgage understands, which is why they make it easy for you. They have a quick and easy loan application process. Their loan originators are available anytime you have a question, even nights and weekends. And there are no surprises once you're in contract. Atlantic Trust Mortgage offers conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA loan programs with the lowest possible interest rates and with low to no closing costs. Their process works. Superior customer service, the best rates and closings without all of the added stress. Call Atlantic Trust Mortgage today, 904-338-9356. Atlantic Trust Mortgage. We understand what it takes to get you in your home without all of the stress. 904-338-9356. And online at AtlanticTrustMortgage.com. Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
So we told Cody today, we're like, Cody, man, let's spice it up. Let's throw some of the, you know that kind of music in there.
Yeah.
Some crazy.
Evidently, Cody's idea of spicing up is Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Footloose.
Hasn't
got a thumbs up in the other room. That's awesome.
Cody's in there drinking Fantas and, you know.
That's right. Can I get
a
tab?
We're going to ramp it up. We're going to ramp it up, guys.
Do you have tab in there? Can I get a tab?
All right. So we might need to slip him something in the Fanta.
Oh, no.
Just get something spicy in there. All right. Look, enough of that coffee talk. So, we're just talking about ramping up. I'm Brad Officer here. I'm with REMAX. We're talking about we're kind of loading up our beginning of the year listings. And for the first 10 people that reach out to us, we will pay, or I will pay, your home warranty on your behalf. So the seller pays the home warranty typically, and it's a great marketing piece to be able to advertise that. And this house includes a home warranty. It's just a great selling point, and there's a lot of huge benefits too. It can even help you when you're negotiating repairs. But if you are one of the people that reach out to me, I'm paying it on your behalf, so you don't even have to pay for it. It's basically up to a $500 value. My phone number direct, if you want to send me a text, make sure you told me or you tell me that you heard me on the radio, so I'll know who it is when you're texting me. But it's 904, and, you know, it's like I get texts like, I'll take that deal, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
What am I negotiating? Well, I don't have any listings right now, so it makes sense. All right, so 904-234-5196, 904-234-5196. 5196. That's me direct. Send me a text and you'll be one of the ones that get one of these free home warranties for your listing. And I'd love to see your house, obviously. I'd love to see the house and we can talk about just your plan on how you're going to sell it and what your plan is for where you're moving. So look, Sean and I, just in the break there, we're talking about our, you know, just kind of where the stats are overall, because we kind of just, you know, alluded to it there at the beginning of the show, and how the inventory, of course, has continued to drop. This has been the story the whole year. Inventory's dropped. It's a heavy seller's market in many price ranges, and the prices are going up, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what's, you know, if you're buying a home, this is always one of those things like, yeah, you want to buy before the prices go up too much.
Right.
But we've had this whole year, we've kind of had this house of two, or this, you know, the market, two different stories for the market,
yeah,
and that is
the tale of two markets.
You know, yeah, you can sell in a heavy seller's market depending on your location and your price point, especially when your price is down below $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're moving up in price, you most likely will be entering into more of a buyer's market. So you've got this very odd time period where, man, you can really do well on selling, and then you can turn around and do really well on buying if you kind of do all the things the right way. Now, it ain't always easy because you're going to put your house up for sale. You're going to be shopping at the same time. You got moving and everything else.
There you go.
It's just, you know, it can be stressful.
Absolutely. At the same time, it can be frustrating, right? Because you have an idea of what you're looking for. And even in those upper price points, you're going to have a lot more opportunity of things to view. But as we find out with pretty much every customer, you know, sometimes what's available is not always, you know, doesn't always check every box, basically.
Right.
So you certainly have to have a good plan in place. Knowing that you're working on a time frame,
you gotta have professionals on your side.
Absolutely,
you gotta trust in your agent, knowing that they know what they're doing, and they can do it. Because we've had several, like, you know, where we're getting calls, and there's some kind of horror stories, like, oh my god, we sold our house, and we lived my mom and dad, and we're on somebody's couch, and then I got kids, and we moved my brother's house, but his house is tiny, and we've lost out on four houses we made offers on. My house is long gone. It's like, oh my god,
yeah,
like y'all definitely have gone down a different road.
That's right. Yeah.
But
kind of time to regroup there.
Time to regroup.
Yeah.
But overall, the market's tight. Like, it's 3.1 months worth of supply.
Yeah.
Which is a 24% drop from the previous year. There's an inventory of homes for sale currently available. There's basically less than 8,000, which is about a 20% drop from the same month the previous year.
Yeah. Irma certainly didn't help.
Irma didn't help. That's right. I think, you know, I was talking to a buddy of mine last night, and we were talking about Irma, and I'm still surprised that we didn't see more Irma houses coming on the market. Like, and what I mean by that is that, you know, house gets totally flooded, you know, people are handed the check from the insurance company.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what, instead of doing all these repairs, let's just fire sell it.
Yep.
And then let's just take the money and move on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we just didn't see that.
Not in abundance. You know, I've seen a few of those. And even those, the ones that I've seen, I mean, it's a challenge. It's a challenge for who's going to take on that project. And a lot of times, you know, that's going to take either a renovation type of loan in order to get that project done, or it's going to take somebody who's got a fair amount of money, you know, kind of on the side, ready, you know, liquid capital that they could use. The vast majority of the buyers in the market right now, you know, don't fit into those two molds. Right, they're looking for turnkey properties, maybe doing a little bit of, you know, touch-up stuff, you know, some easy stuff, you know, paint, change out some fixtures, things like that. But the vast majority of buyers not only don't have, you know, the capital saved up to be able to take a project like that on, or two, they're just not, that's just not what they're looking for. They're just looking for something they can move in, make, you know, and start living.
Definitely. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm just listening to you.
Your phone go off. I was like, oh, there you go. There's one. There's a newly
we're
stocked
down to
listing
eight.
Right there. We're down to eight.
Maybe
okay.
Down to seven. We'll
okay.
See.
There you
All
go.
Right. So what he's talking about is that, look, if you want to sell your house and you're thinking about getting it on the market in the upcoming months here, then we are currently reloading our inventory, and we'd love to meet with you, talk with you about selling your house. But if you're one of the 10 people, we're going to give away this home warranty. So we actually buy the home warranty on your behalf for the buyer, right? So it's you're selling your house. We're marketing it that it's going to come with this one-year home warranty. And what the buyer gets out of that is they get some peace of mind that if their refrigerator breaks, they've got a place to turn to.
Right.
Because they sure ain't going to turn to their realtor buddy that helped them buy the house to come fix their refrigerator.
Yeah, and it's not a homeowner's insurance type of thing either.
Yeah.
You don't turn to your homeowner's
insurance.
You turn
to Allstate. Allstate's going to be like, what do you want us to do about it, man?
Yeah.
You know, did it flood or catch fire? Okay,
yeah.
Well, we're out.
That's right.
And what are you going to do? You're not going to turn to, you know, the people who sold it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are they going to have to do with it? It's your house now.
Yeah.
You know, it's so this is it. The home warranty is nice that there's somebody to call and go to, and they'll come over. And now you may have, you know, deductible fee or something. They're usually minor.
Yeah.
But usually
service calls are very
the home warranty deal, you come out way ahead on the home with the home warranty. All right. So the numbers are great. We're talking about year over year. Our predictions, the market definitely surpassed our predictions.
Right.
Now, as far as the mortgage, right? As far as the mortgage market,
yeah,
how did we do?
We surpassed the mortgage. So
we sucked on the mortgage, actually.
Yeah.
Because it was, we said that we both said we were going to be at 5% or more.
Yeah.
That was our prediction at the beginning of 17.
By the end of this year.
By the end of this year, we'd be knocking on 5 or more.
Yeah. And all, you know, all articles, all reports.
What you're trying to do is prove that we had a reason to say that.
Well, we just didn't pull it out of the sky, right?
Right. I mean, we weren't just like, you know what I think? Let's throw this dart. 5%
Bam.
Is the magic number.
Got lucky. But, I mean, everything kind of led us to believe that the Fed would take a more systematic approach now.
Because they said that.
Well, yeah.
Because they said,
again,
we are taking a more systematic approach at raising right. the limits or raising the percentage, yeah.
Yeah, but we had an election year. I think, you know, a lot of things got, what do you call it? You know, even though they threatened it, they were very apprehensive to do so. Now that they've seen, you know, almost an entire year of, you know, economy increases, GDP's, you know, around 3% or so, that this last week they decided to actually pull the first trigger that they said they were going to be doing all year long. With,
yeah, it was the third of the year because there's the one at the beginning of the year, one in the middle, and the so it was systematically they meant thirds.
Yeah, thirds,
which yeah. everybody else thought it was going to be every other month.
Yeah, but
so they bumped it up a little bit, yeah. which rates are still you know
they're still hovering around 4%. So,
yeah,
I mean.
I know it's
buy.
Like well,
go
yeah.
buy, go buy something.
They buffer. You know, they build in
yeah.
The increase that they knew was coming from the Fed. But so, what does it mean? Does it mean the mortgage guys are just making a little bit less money? I think what it is I think that there's so much demand for mortgages right now,
mm-hmm.
And the mortgage companies have beefed up their origination sides that they're really wanting loans. I mean,
yeah.
and you know this, you know, they want loans because of the amount of people advertising for loans for, you know, for originating loans.
Yeah. And I think we've pretty much probably surpassed the refi market. You know, I mean, we've been running for 3 years. Anybody who's had the opportunity or the ability, you know, unless you've been building up to get your credit back in line to where you can do it now. But
yeah, you're saying everybody's refinanced.
Everybody's pretty much refinanced. So now the vast majority of the business, and this is just me speculating and what I assume to be, but, you know, the vast majority of the business now is probably coming from the purchase side, right? Purchasing property. So with a tight inventory and with, you know, the appreciation that we've seen year over year for the past 3, now going to go on 4 years, I honestly think if you saw a larger, you know, or even a percentage increase, you know, to some extent, that might trigger a little bit of a cooling off. Because
I don't know, man. But I think you're right. I think if we start seeing 4.5%, I don't think then. Because look.
No, I don't think 4, but I think if we're getting into 5s and up,
okay,
you
yeah.
know, up in there, that with battling a, you know, not so much opportunity, you know, that's available in certain price points, and then battling appreciation that we've seen consistently over the past 4 years, that, you know, once the buying, then now the third trigger in buying power goes away or gets reduced, that, you know, some people, the frustration might just reach the limit.
I think the frustration's already hit the limit for so many people, but yeah. I think you're exactly right. I think if all of a sudden it costs more to buy the exact same house,
mm-hmm.
and it's not the house that they wanted to begin with,
right.
but it's the one they can afford, because
mm-hmm.
this is the problem with low inventory. You're walking in houses and you're like, dang, man, this is not nice.
Yeah.
You know, and the nice one sold, and it had, you know, 12 offers,
mm-hmm.
and we got to see it. We didn't get a chance to make an offer.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that's what happens with mm-hmm. low inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And we need more good quality homes on the market yeah. as a whole. The whole market does.
And the tough thing about sitting
not just
back
Brad
and saying,
Sean.
Yeah, right. And the tough thing about saying, oh, that one sold, we'll wait for the next one. Well, the market's going to continue to move, and because that one went fast, the next person who has any house in that area that looks like that, they're going to come on the market again a little bit more, or
right.
maybe a lot of bit more by the time, you know. So you're still going to be still fighting this uphill battle.
As long as it's moving in that neighborhood.
That's right.
If it's not, then you got a whole different scenario. We might talk about that when we get back. Hey, if you want to sell your house, you're thinking about putting on the market, we'd love to offer to sell your house for you. And we would pay for a home warranty so we can market it. We'll pay it on your behalf for the buyer. It helps to attract good buyers, too. So reach out to me. It's 234-5196. We'll be right back.
Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Totally letting us down.
He's drawn a line in the sand.
That's what we were looking for.
That's it.
If you remember what song
that's
that
on
was
on your computer,
yeah, of course.
You're taking over the producer.
Oh, Cody's gonna, his head's gonna
blow
off in there.
He is right now. Yeah.
I don't blame him.
Like, I will shut y'all down.
I will shut this show down.
I will shut it down for y'all.
Look, if you're listening to the show, you like what we're saying, you're thinking about selling your house this next year. Maybe you've been listening to us for the past, what, 3 years we've been on the show?
Holy cow.
All right, so, and you're thinking about selling this next year or really in the next few months here, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to get a chance to see the house and talk to you a little bit about what we can do to market it, make sure we get the right people in that are qualified, that can buy the house, get it sold for you, and then more so, where are you going to go? We can help you with that.
Yeah.
We can help you figure out where to go. We can help you negotiate the best contracts on the deal when you go buy. Make sure you got the best terms. Make sure you got the best, all the right advantages on your side of the transaction. But on the selling side, first we got to get rid of the house that you're in. And to do that, there's a great way that we can sell and help make your home more attractive to potential buyers, and that's by marketing that your home includes a home warranty for the new buyer. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of that is that buyers, they have a certain level of comfort. Like, they're already going to see your house is great. It's in great repair. It's in great, you've taken care of it. You've got all that. You got the receipts. You got all, you know, you got that pride of ownership that's kind of the secret weapon in selling houses. Not only do you have all that, but the cherry on top now is this home warranty that you're going to give them. Well, guess what? You're not giving it to them. I am. I'm paying for it on your behalf. So if you want access to that, you want to meet with us, me, Sean, whoever, doesn't matter, both of us, whatever, we'll come out, look at your house, reach out to me direct, tell me you want one of the home warranties. Phone number is, just so you can text me, it's 904-234-5196. If you're driving, you can call me, just leave a voicemail. Of course, we have the show going, so I won't be able to answer on the air. Right, so 904-234-5196. All right, so look, we're just talking about, you know, kind of how we totally screwed the pooch on our estimations for where we were going to be for the mortgage rates, right? And right. The rates today are kind of hovering, bumping up right against, you know, and right at and just above sometimes at the 4% mark. And that's for people with average to good credit.
True.
I'm not talking about like, you know, stellar credit. I'm just talking about like average to good. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a VA or FHA buyer, which means you have VA eligibility.
Right.
Because you had some military service, then you're down in the mid threes, 3.5, 3.75.
3.75, I think, was last week's.
Yeah. And FHA is the same thing. Now, FHA and VA, FHA has raised their loan limits.
That's true. They all have.
And VA has raised theirs, and conventional has raised theirs. And there's no limit on jumbo.
True.
It's just as crazy as the bank can get to give you the money.
Important to note. Those will take effect in 2018.
In 2018. Yeah, well, which everybody right now, unless they've got some kind of crazy plan to close in 10 days.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever. Well, you got holidays in there, weekends, not doable.
So at this point, you're pretty much almost guaranteed, like, anything you're going to do is going to be in the new year. You can benefit from increased loan limits.
And increased loan limits means that there's a lot of people that with the rates as low as what they are and the increased loan limits, they already were bumping up against the limit.
Mm-hmm.
So now their limit got pushed up a little further. Now, you know, this brings in the bubble talk. Oh, my God, we're bubble.
Anything brings in the bubble.
Oh, my God,
talk.
I'm so tired of the bubble
any,
freakouts.
Any
you know?
Movement.
If you ever want to read,
anything that's
like,
advantageous to purchasing houses right now brings up the bubble talk.
If you ever want to get, if you want to read what could happen, you know, go to Zero Hedge. Like, Zero Hedge is kind of it's a cool website just to kind of get some insight. You know, like Tyler Durden. You remember Tyler Durden from Fight Club?
Oh,
that was
his
name.
Yeah.
So Tyler Durden is one of the writers.
Okay.
Who is this? Who's
fictitious
Tyler Durden?
Name.
Yeah, fictitious name.
What do you call it? Pen name.
Yeah, pen name type thing. And so there's always been all these questions of who's writing these stories. Some of this stuff's kind of inside. But when you kind of read some things, you're like, it's kind of you start realizing this is doomsday type talk.
Yeah, okay.
Right? This is way, way off the drudge list.
Okay.
Like, you know. Like, Drudge is one thing, but Zero Hedge, totally different.
Right.
But, you know, that's the point is that there's always bubble talk. There always will be.
Especially since we, you know, it's still to this day. What are we now? 10?
Was fresh on everybody's brain, and now we got. Now we're all talking about Bitcoin and blockchain.
There you go.
Which Bitcoin, you know, and blockchain not the same thing, but there's definitely bubble talk in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Which there should be.
Not in real estate.
Not in real estate, though.
But,
not in real estate.
But,
yeah. But we have like hard asset. But, you know, it's like that is in the house.
And non-paper currency. We should certainly be talking about bubbles.
All right. So, what's your prediction for next year? Where are we going to be as far as, do you think the inventory will continue to be low next year? My answer is yes. What is yours?
I agree. Yeah. I mean, that you know, we talked about last week, was it National City Realtors who came out with the report of increased inventory, but they hinged almost all of it on new construction.
Which in our marketplace, we're not seeing, I mean, the builders, there were 60-something thousand lots online.
Oh, didn't you say you found that?
In St. Johns County.
Yeah.
Not, they weren't permitted yet. Oh. They were just, they're you know, approved lots for building. Okay. And it'd be like a PUD had already gone through the process.
I gotcha.
And it, you know, like a PUD had gotten planned, maybe not even breaking ground yet, but there's 60 something thousand in St. Johns County.
That's right.
But, you know, in the builders that I've been communicating with is that, you know, they're kind of where the prices are, they're not exactly flying off the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to get back into some, you know, more entry level pricing, which is where we're starving for listings.
Right.
Because it seems like above 500,000, you just throw a dart, you hit one.
Yeah.
But
well, so if they can build at a cost that gets them more into an entry level, you know, pricing, then certainly those homes will fly off the shelf.
Yeah. But for inventory overall, you're like me, you think that it's going to be tight throughout 2018.
Yeah.
So do you think it'll continue being a great seller's market?
You know, I think, I don't know.
You think it's neighborhood by neighborhood?
Absolutely. I think it's house by house, honestly. I know we get, for the entire 2017, we've been broad stroked with a seller's market, but I think really stark differences between last year meaning like 2016, and this year, where in 2017, I found in working with my clients, that our customers and clients, that there was a much more, there was urgency to buy a house, but there wasn't so much urgency that they would just buy anything.
Right.
In 2016,
this year they were pickier.
There was more, absolutely. There you go. That's exactly what I was looking for. In 2016, I felt the customers that I worked with were less picky on the house. In 2017, I thought they were a lot more pickier. And we also saw, you know, a reduction in homes being sold over list price by about 2%, right?
Definitely.
2016, it hovered around 13 all year. 2017, it was more in the 11 range. And I saw, in 2017, a lot less houses coming on the market that garnered being sold over list price, right?
I saw in 2017 more, that the sellers were more accurately pricing their home. Like it was almost like there was a tale of two markets going on, because we definitely saw a lot of people putting way too much padding in.
Yeah.
And they're the ones we would constantly talk about on our show about how are there still this many thousands of homes on the market that have been on the market for over 4 months?
Right.
And it's because their pricing was so far out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
But then yet there was this whole other market that was happening that, like, my average sales time in for 2017 was like 30 something days.
Right.
Like, I put a house on the market, 30 something days, it's sold.
Yeah.
That was the average. And I had a short sell on that group that had been going on for a freaking year and a half that brought my numbers.
That's your outlier.
It skewed me down.
Yeah,
so if I threw that out, I'm down below 30 days. Well, the point is there were two different, totally different markets going on, but there were more sellers who were coming to the table and saying, and I'd say, what do you think your home is worth? And they'd say, I think it's worth $1 million. And I'd say, you're right. It actually is worth $1 million versus they say $1 million. And I'm like, what's worth 700?
Yeah.
Like, where'd you come up with $1 million?
Mm-hmm.
And in 2016, I saw more buffer.
I gotcha.
In 2017, I didn't. I think the buffer shrunk, at least for the people I'm talking to.
I would venture to say in 2018, there should be even more of that, especially if more homes coming on the market show pride of ownership, but, you know, aren't all the latest and greatest in features and amenities and whatnot, then you know, to be even more accurately priced next year is going to bode you better as a seller, because buyers just continue to get pickier and become
more informed. Buyers have access to the data.
That's right.
It's hard to, you can't snow them.
Right.
So, hey, if you've been listening to us and you want to talk about selling your house in the new year, definitely reach out to us. We've got a few more of these free home warranties we're giving away. We're kind of loading up our listings for the beginning of the year, which is good timing, by the way, because the market is on fire. So you got a good house, you want to talk about selling it, you want to talk about making your next move, reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to buy one of these home warranties for your buyer, which will help us market your house and sell it for the top dollar, which is what, surprisingly, most of my sellers want when I ask them, like, what do you really want? I want to sell for the highest I can. I want to sell it as fast as I can. And the least amount of hassle.
That's right.
I'm like, well, we're going to be a good fit.
That's right.
Reach out to me. It's 904-234-5196. That's 234-5196. We'll be right back.
Getting approved for a mortgage on your dream home can bring up a lot of questions. Atlantic Trust Mortgage understands, which is why they make it easy for you. They have a quick and easy loan application process. Their loan originators are available anytime you have a question, even nights and weekends. And there are no surprises once you're in contract. Atlantic Trust Mortgage offers conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA loan programs with the lowest possible interest rates and with low to no closing costs. Their process works. Superior customer service. The best rates and closings without all of the added stress. Call Atlantic Trust Mortgage today, 904-338-9356. Atlantic Trust Mortgage. We understand what it takes to get you in your home without all of the stress. 904-338-9356. And online at AtlanticTrustMortgage.com.
Heakin Law is a North Florida-based law firm focusing on real estate transactions and litigation. Their attorneys have over 100 years of combined legal experience and are ready to assist you with your legal needs. They pride themselves on affordable legal representation and common sense solutions to even the most complex legal problems, saving you time and money. If you have a legal matter you'd like to discuss, call Heakin Law today and schedule a free confidential consultation. Their attorneys have extensive experience in all manners of real estate matters, including real estate closings, title defects, foreclosures, short sales, and evictions. The attorneys and staff at Heakin Law are ready to assist you with your real estate needs.
Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Cody bringing the heat at the end here.
The peace offering.
The peace offering, yeah. No more soft rock from the elevator that we recorded on the way up to the show.
Started falling asleep.
It's my parting Christmas gift.
Yes.
That's right. So this is our last show of the year. It's been a fun year for sure. We like to thank all of our listeners. And I will say, Sean, I've had some great customers during the year, right? Mm-hmm. And some of our customers have been radio listeners. Some of them are just, you know, different people we've known or, you know, referrals, whatever, past customers, what have you. And I've got a list of people that are just like, you know, some of my favorite sales of the year.
Right.
And one of my favorite sales of the year is, and you would always think it's by price, right?
Right.
Price or speed or something,
right.
You know, but it wasn't. And this was one of the lower priced houses that I sold this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you this. It was listed with four other brokerages before it got to me.
Nice.
And they got referred to me through, it was like, you know, somebody, there's a show listener who says, you know, you need to talk to this guy. He knows what he's doing.
Right.
And that always scares the crap out of me because I'm like, oh boy, man, did I set it up? Is it too much? You know?
Right.
So I meet with the sellers and we talk about the house or the condo and you know, and I'm looking at everything and I'll be honest with you, man. I'm like, I can't figure out. Usually I can figure out why it hadn't sold.
Right.
And this is one I really couldn't figure out what exactly was holding it back. Like I just couldn't, Sometimes it's the price.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the marketing. Sometimes it's, you know, being too restrictive on showings. Sometimes it's, you know, maybe there's a funky smell that has to be taken care of, bad colors, you know, overly stuffed with something is out of whack.
Right.
This one, nothing's out of whack.
Okay.
And, you know, nice people. And we listed it. And, you know, not like I'm going to be honest, like not easy to sell this place.
Okay.
Like, it, you know, it's we're dealing with multiple people in multiple states. Communication, different time zones and different time zones for multiple people. It is not the easiest thing in the world to handle, but was able to sell it quickly at a price that was higher, even listed higher than what some of the other brokerages had listed it for.
Interesting.
And closed. And it was such a known property that other agencies reached out to me and said, man, I'm so glad that you got this sold.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't, you know, it was difficult.
And that was like,
and I love that kind of thing. And you know what? I got paid the same as what I would get paid on any other house. You know, there was no difference there.
Yeah.
But it was just one of those situations where I was like, man, I love this sell.
Yeah.
And it closed, so it really made me happy. I was nervous. It was like, oh my God. But, and you know, it was just finding, we just had to find the right buyer.
Yeah.
That appreciated what it was. And I mean, it's, These are where those are one of those like year makers. Like it doesn't matter how much it was.
Right.
It just, it made my year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was so glad that the listener who listened to the radio and referred us, I was so happy that like, okay, I feel like I've done our job.
That's right.
Like for the year, cha-ching, you know, I've accomplished what I came here to do. What else? You got one?
Oh yeah. I got a couple, but you know, for me on that same page, I love working with, you know, with first-time buyers because it's such a new, exciting experience for them. And a lot of times it has to do with, you know, what's happening from a life perspective, right? And one of my favorite ones this year was a young couple, a military couple. So, you know, that immediately, for me, puts that gentleman the gentleman happened to be in the military, or if it was the woman, it wouldn't matter, but immediately puts that person just at a higher regard, right? Because I just think we wouldn't be able to do what we do on a day-to-day.
If they weren't out protecting
exactly.
And holding, yep.
So that was just kind of icing on the cake. But just a young couple with a child, and they were, you know, here, and now they knew they were going to be here for a little while. And so they were looking for their first home to, you know, basically put roots down and possibly grow the family. And it's so much fun to just be on that adventure with them because you can see them envisioning years upon years to come in what that home's or what that house is going to become their home, right? So, you know, the difficult one in that was they were in a very, you know, super hot price point, right? One of the hottest ones here. So we were absolutely having to be Johnny on the spot. The house that they ended up purchasing, we were in a multiple offer situation and pulled some of the tools out of the tool bag to be able to win that. But it's been after, you know, and the continued communication. Now they have a second child on the way, and how much they're just loving that home. It just kind of makes it all, you know, just wonderful. That's
awesome.
You know, yeah.
That's a good story.
Mm.
You know, and that's where we as realtors, sometimes we forget that we're not helping somebody buy a house. We're helping them buy something where they're gonna live, and that's their home. Like
right.
That's like so much more than what we're doing.
Yeah,
and like we're helping them to start it, but it's, you know, them making it a home is just that whole next step that sometimes we have to step back at and be like, man, that's crazy that we're involved in this.
Yeah,
like it's crazy that they've included us in this process. Like,
yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, to some extent, it's great when we can just work from a basic numbers perspective because right, it takes all the emotion out of it, which is, you know, where you want your agent to be. You want them to be unemotional so that, you know, they can stay level-headed and get you through the process. But at the same time, when you see it unfolding and you just step back and you see the larger picture of what this house is going to, or, you know, obviously become a home and what it's going to do for them, their life, their family, and all that, that's what kind of just hits home.
Very cool. So I got another one for you. So another great, like, so, you know, through the year, so we definitely sold quite a few houses this year, 2017, and there's just always some that stand out, like, man, that's so cool that one went down, or that was, like, I really am proud of that one. And I had one where I sold a home in a golf community.
Okay.
And it was a friend of mine that leaving town and listed the house, and we listed it. You know, we did great videos. We did some awesome open houses on it. You know, we had such good success. Got it under contract and it sold. And then in that process, my friend said, "Hey, my neighbor asked about you because they've heard you on the radio." And I'm like, "What are the odds that I'm selling?" Yeah. And then one of our show listeners is right next door.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, probably not as common as what you would think, right?
Well, so, it's not like we get a list of all the listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah. So, you know, and they're like, so they may be calling you. So anyway, so they call me and they say, you know, I know they've tried to sell in the past. So they call me and they're like, you know, we just need you, you know, from what we understand from our neighbors and from kind of listening to you is that you're going to shoot us straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh boy. You know, so he goes, he's like, we've tried to sell this and it was 5 or 6 times, I believe. Okay. A lot.
Yeah.
And we need you to shoot straight with us on what it is and what it's not. And we've asked other agents and we just feel like we're just getting led a bunch of bull. Oh, and wow. Nothing ever happens.
Yeah.
So I told him the honest truth, which sometimes hurts, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, hey, here's what your house is, here's what it's not, here's what the numbers, here's what the market research tells us it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a fun place to be sometimes on the, you know, the receiving end of that, but you just gotta, it's the market research. It is what it is. That's the numbers. And I'm just like everybody else, by the way. So, you know, I think my house is worth $1 million and it's probably not, you know, it's like, I'm just like everybody. Like it's not, and I'm going to look at the exact same numbers that are the facts of what it's worth.
Uh-huh.
And I still think, you know, but the way the sun rises in the morning and sets in the evening is different at my house. If you stand right here, the air is smoother and sweeter coming through, you know, and
right.
Right, but that's homeownership.
Right.
And these people were the same way, but they had been through it several times. And I don't want to say they shot themselves in the foot several times,
mm-hmm.
because they didn't. They shot themselves in both foot and both knees, right? Because they had tried to sell it so many times before.
Yeah.
And it was almost like a hobby to come back on the market again.
Okay.
So we got real aggressive on our plan, our angle that we were going to take with this house, and we did. We went heavy. Heavy with marketing, heavy with open houses. We're able to get the right number of people through the house on the right days.
Mm-hmm.
And just basically with the whole plan, was able to piece it all together and end up coming together with an agreed upon price that was, we did well. Mm-hmm. Sellers did well.
Okay.
And I'll tell you that those people have become good friends.
Okay.
From that, you know, and they definitely say, I know, I love talking to you because you're so blunt with it. Like, you know, I'd call them, be like, we got an offer. It sucks, but I'm going to tell it to you anyways.
Right.
You know, and they're like, this is what I love about working with you.
Right.
And I tell them, I can't get them up anymore. This is as high as that they're going to agree to go to, and it blows.
Yeah.
You know, but it's up to you if you want to take this crappy offer.
That's right.
You know? I'm not trying to sugarcoat it for you. All right. So, but that was just one of those sellers who, at the end of it, and now after they've moved on, life is good, you know, they just so appreciate everything, and through the whole process, I think they did.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, told me multiple times and blah, blah, blah. I'm honestly surprised I haven't had them on the radio to come on here and brag about us.
There we go. That should be a first show for next year, 2018.
Right. Hey, if you're listening to the show, you've been listening to us, maybe you've been listening to us this year, and you definitely want to get your house on the market at the beginning of the year, there's some things you got to know. There's some secrets, you know, to definitely making sure you kind of amp up the price. I'm using a Cody term in there, the amp up. He's not even listening. All right. So, you know, to amp up the price and to really just, and you want to bring in the right amount of people on the right days. These are some of the things that we're going to do to help you get the highest price that you can. Maybe you've tried to sell in the past, like some of these people we just told you about. Maybe you've had frustrations of trying to sell, trying to buy. Reach out to us. You can reach out to me directly. It's 904-234-5196. If you want to look me up, my name is Brad Officer. Just look up Brad Officer or Sean Solari or the Officer Group. Or Brad at Remax, whatever. You're probably going to land on me pretty quickly. And if you'd like to take advantage and be one of these listings in the new year that gets one of these, we're giving away 10, we're down to about 6 now, one of these free home warranties, reach out to me. We're going to pay for this on your behalf to help attract the right buyer. It's about a $500 value. Reach out to me direct. It's 904-234-5196. Again, that's 234-5196, and you'll be texting Brad Officer, just so you know. So you can say, hey, Brad.
The one, the only.
Yeah. Yeah. So now you can say you know me. Right. Hey, thanks for listening today. It's been a great show, Sean. It's been a good 2017.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas.
You got any parting? Merry Christmas. Absolutely. Yeah. Any parting other?
Or happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Either way. All right. Have a good week.